You're listening to The Scene here at Illinois Edition. I am Scott Fangold. I'm here with
Rachel Otwell, and we have quite the treat for you.
Oh, yeah, we do.
So, The Scene, we always like it when we can actually get out of studio. We went to a great restaurant. It's called Kingsway in Springfield. You're going to learn more about it. And we sat down and had lunch there with a poet who was making quite the name for herself in Springfield. She had an interesting political event that kind of got her even national recognition. Not for her poetry, though. So we'll explain all that. Just come along for the ride, I guess. This is us having lunch.
With Johari.
My full name is Johari Osayi Dusi. Osayi is a Nigerian name. It's my middle name. That means God created.
So you went to a Trump rally in Springfield. Let's just maybe ask why.
I actually wasn't planning to go. I knew he was coming. And I was like, oh, that's cool, in the sense of curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
A day before the Trump rally, my friend and I got dinner, and she was like, so I have some extra tickets to this Trump rally tomorrow. And this was way before, you know, his nomination in February. It was kind of when he was still kind of being seen as not a viable and serious candidate. So to go, I thought it would be interesting. I was genuinely interested to see what he had to say in terms of policy, in terms of ideology, just what he had to say.
And so you ended up being in a very prominent position as far as what was filmed from this rally, what most journalists were filming. For a Trump supporter, I'm sure those were very wanted, hotly contested seats. How did you end up there?
Well, I just asked. I asked if their seats were available. I mean, all of my friends, my Gabby Chavez, who invited us, Hispanic, and then two other black males, and then me. So we looked great in terms of an image that they were trying to project.
Right.
So I understand what was going on when they asked us, and they also asked us to sit in the middle. I was like, okay, fine, I understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So we did, and that's kind of how we ended up there.
It ended up being pretty prominent, not just in terms of your placement in the frame, but in the media overall afterwards. Could you tell a little bit of like what happened and what it was like to kind of ride that cycle of being in the public eye?
A little bit unexpected.
Well, we should be clear about the, let's just say what book it was.
Citizen by Claudia Rankine.
And so you, like, people were considering this a silent protest off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, there was a lot of glorification of this sort of silent protest you were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to read a selection. Have you read a selection from the book?
But I'd love to.
Can you give people just a gist for now what the book's about?
Claudia Rankine wrote a book of poetry about the subtle and not so subtle racism that exists in America. So a lot are microaggressions, and then there's also just outright aggressions. They're from both personal experiences, personal encounters, and also the stories of other people she shared in poetic form. This won the National Poetry Critic Award in 2014. So in the writer community, it was huge. People, like, it was a huge book. Most poets knew about it. It was one of those books that was already kind of around and already out there. I was actually reading The Alchemist at the time, and I forgot that book at home, so I brought this one. So I was carrying, honestly, anyone could tell you, like, I was carrying this for about, you know, 2 weeks wherever I went and was reading it, because I was steadily reading it, trying to finish it. So I kind of brought it to pass the time.
As Scott mentioned, the backlash from the media that happened afterwards. You were on some nationally syndicated talk shows, news programs. It was one of those like things that went viral.
Very fast.
Yeah,
very fast.
Internet's scary.
Yeah.
How fast? I mean, I knew the internet was fast, but to be a part of that was insane.
Did you think as you started reading this book and holding it up at the time, was it a protest
yes.
to you? Yeah.
Especially when I was confronted by the couple right behind me and who told me that I should leave. They were telling me that I should leave if I didn't want to be there. And I said I did want to be there. I had good intentions when I first came. And I was really mad because I had thought, you know, a lot of people were here as a joke, but I soon realized that the majority of people in this packed, full convention center were here for him, and that made me feel really alone and sad. There was a group of high school students who were wearing Obama shirts, and they were like, they started screaming, "Dump Trump," and this was like maybe 30 minutes into like an hour-long rant. And, you know, everyone was booing them to leave, and the people who attend these speeches are more and more violent towards any type of protest that is going on. So I kind of was, I think, lucky in a sense, because I feel like if I did that later into his campaign, it might have
jostled you out of there quick.
Very quickly.
Yeah.
So, but like, then you get back to this is what kind of made me very angry. 30 minutes in, there was nothing of substance being talked about. The last thing I heard then I started drowning things out was like the Starbucks cups. He was saying that I have a Starbucks and my Trump Tower. I guarantee when I get elected, you know.
I'd already forgotten about that. That was back when people were upset because it was upset. Happy holidays.
They're upset again versus, now with the new
I was like, what
the cup was too ambiguous. Yeah. It was
really?
Not.
It wasn't
he was like,
Christmas enough.
Yeah, he was like, I'm going to change that once I get elected. And I was like, is that what you really want to change?
I'm Rachel Otwell. You're listening to The Scene. Scott and I went out to Kingsway African and Caribbean Cuisine Restaurant in Springfield this week to record. You might notice some of the sounds of us eating. We have an interview with one of the owners coming up to talk about the food there. It's definitely unique for the central Illinois area. But so far, we've been talking with Johari Asai Adusi. She got national media attention last year for what many consider was a silent sort of protest. She and three of her friends, who are also of color, were seated directly behind Trump during his rally in Springfield. Johari has been telling us she became frustrated at what she considered a lack of substance, as well as the treatment of protesters who were being thrown out. And so she started very visibly reading a book of poetry called Citizen by Claudia Rankine. It's a modern book, and it deals largely with the issue of racism. We'll link you to some of the national coverage of that at IllinoisEdition.org, but for now, we went on to ask Johari about how her own poetry interacts with her sense of social justice and activism.
I think as an artist in general, like any artist is, I think our job is social commentary on our culture. We can elevate it or criticize it and use our talents to engage in change and make people react, force people to feel, especially in this time and age when people are trying to like maintain this fake sense of self in the technological age. And artists challenge that, and we want people to feel the range of emotion. And that's what I kind of wanted, that's what I do in my poetry. That's what I like to do in my poetry.
While we're talking about that, for instance, you were mentioning to us that there's some sort of rally or something that you'll be involved with on this weekend?
Yeah, Ben Bedford asked me to do a read at a rally that's coming up this weekend on Saturday. It's called Springfield Stands United, and it's from 2 to 5 at the Capitol. From my understanding, it's just a bunch of people who are standing in solidarity and standing up and saying, yeah, maybe we can't prevent his presidency, but we can stand up and say, this is not who we are, and this man does not represent our needs as a people. So it's going to be a group of artists that are coming together and vocalizing that.
And so you've been organizing poetry readings in Springfield?
So I partnered, with William Vance Coffee House. The manager is Anna Holiday, and she came up with the idea that she wanted to start doing poetry nights and storytelling nights. So we decided to start doing those once a month. And we just had our first poetry night on Sunday, and we had our first storytelling night at the end of October. So if there are going to be two events a month at William Vann's, we're getting a really big following pretty quickly.
Yeah, I heard there was good turnout for the poetry night on Sunday.
There was. So it's anyone who wants to sign up.
And you just like put the names in a fishbowl or something?
Yep. Like a basket. We passed the basket around. When I first started the night, I only had 2 people in the basket. And as we read, because I read some poems in between to like fill time, it fills up pretty quickly. People lost their inhibitions and were comfortable, and they felt comfortable reading, and it was an intimate space.
So we'll link to more information. And then just to remind people who are just now tuning in, this is The Scene, and we are at Kingsway Restaurant. But we're joined by Jahari, and she's been telling us about her, 2 weeks of national fame based on an act of protestation at a Trump rally months and months ago. Jahari, if you could share some poetry with us,
sure.
That would be a great way to wrap up this conversation for now, I think.
I would love to do that. This is an excerpt from a poem by Claudia Rankine from her National Awarded Poetry Book, Citizen. To live through the days, sometimes you moan like deer. Sometimes you sigh. The world says, stop that. Another sigh. Another, stop that. Moaning elicits laughter. Sighing upsets. Perhaps each sigh is drawn into existence to pull in, pull under, who knows? Truth be told, you could no more control those sighs than that which brings the sighs about. The sigh is the pathway to breathe. It allows breathing. That's just self-preservation. No one fabricates that. You sit down. You sigh. You stand up. You sigh. The sighing is a whirring exhale of an ache. You wouldn't call it an illness. Still, it is not the iteration of free being. What else to liken yourself to but an animal, the ruminant kind? You like to think memory goes far back through remembering was never recommended. Forget all that, the world says. The world's had a lot of practice. No one should adhere to the facts that contribute to narrative, the facts that create lies.
That was Jahari Asai Idusi. For more information on the book Citizen by Claudia Rankine or about the poetry meetups that will be happening in Springfield, go to illinoisedition.org. This is The Scene with me, Rachel Otwell, and my co-host, Scott Fangold. We are going to end this episode talking to one of the owners of the restaurant that we were at for this episode.
Hello, I'm Daniel Obibi. I'm the general manager at Kingsway African and Caribbean Cuisine.
How long has this place been open now?
It's been open for about a year and I want to say 8 months.
Okay. I did a story, it was a while ago, because it went more when it was new, because this was such a new type of cuisine for the area.
Yes, we're doing very good. We've got great reviews online. If you check out the Yelp page, the Facebook page and all that. We also just recently won a plaque for the top 10 places to eat in Illinois.
Wow,
so.
Wow. That's a good deal.
Food's really delicious.
I had a lunch special, and you mentioned there was like a tomato stew sort of.
Yes.
And he had a vegetarian option.
I had a vegetarian option with the rice and the beans and plantains.
Yeah, you had the beans and plantains.
Do you get lots of like good vegans and vegetarians
in
here?
We do get lots of vegans because most of our menu is pretty much vegan.
Right.
Even the dishes that aren't vegan, if you just take the meat out.
It's
just vegan, you know. So we do have lots of vegetarians.
Yeah, it's pretty excellent.
And where does the food regionally hail from the most?
It's hailed from West Africa, the Caribbeans. Mm-hmm. The West African part is mostly Nigeria, Ghana, that region.
And your family's from Nigeria?
Yeah, my family is from
and
Nigeria.
And your mom, is she still cooking?
Yes, she's a chef. She's the one holding it down.
Yeah, yeah.
She's the main one holding it down because the food is... still good.
Yes. Well, I love the jerk chicken, but that's probably like the most standard thing, boring thing here. But you have some other dishes that are very unique to the area, let's just say. Can you tell us about some of those that have been popular here?
Yeah, the jerk chicken, like you said, is very standard, but it's really not standard because it's very authentic, and you know, you don't get that authentic jerk anywhere around. It's very popular, you know. So yeah, the yam porridge is very good. That's yams cooked in bell peppers, some thyme curry, and the yams are South American yams, which are different from, you know, the regular yams that we're all accustomed to. And it's very good. It's some that's different, yeah. And a lot of our customers love that.
Sure. I have a friend who likes the goat curry. And I heard rumors that Cubs fans were coming in to eat goat after the Cubs game.
Oh, yeah, that definitely did happen. The next day after the Cubs won the World Series, we had lots of Cubs fans just coming in. Guys that never tried goat before, just, you know, ready to get some goat and take it to work and show it off and, you know, and whatnot. So, yeah, we did have a surge in the goat after that.
Well, so. We just wanted to come, and for those who haven't been lucky enough to try it out yet, remind people that you're here. What are your hours?
Our hours are Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Friday and Saturdays. We open at 11:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
We're here kind of at the Cokie Mill and Isles intersection. What's your exact address?
It's 3236 Ginger Creek Plaza.
Okay, over here by La Peep?
Right next to La Peep, right behind the Dental Group of Springfield.
All right. Yeah. Not the most visible, but now you know. We're now giving people the scoop.
Yeah, now you know. It's just right behind that brick building.
That's all right.
That's just where it is.
Okay. So you're listening to This Scene. That was Scott Fingold.
That's me.
And I, Rachel Otwell. We were out at Kingsway Restaurant, of course, having lunch with a poet, learning what she's got her hands in right now. Also, just keeping up to date with Kingsway Restaurant because it's delicious.
It is so good.
It's got offerings that are unique to the Central Illinois area, so you should check it out. That's it for this episode. For links to information that you heard on this episode, go to illinoisedition.org.